rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
Ah, you know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the Big Baby P.
What up, y'all?
To my left, the Average Joe.
Yo.
What is up, Internet, and the beautiful city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another epic episode of The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. And we've got one hell of a show today. Unbelievable. Our good friend, George V. from Purple Hash Productions, along with Cellar Mannequin, is live in studio today. We're going to talk some shit about the gathering, talk some shit about Cellar Mannequin. It's looking good, man.
Looking good. Amazing.
Looking amazing. George came with all this free stuff. He's got blunt wraps. He's giving us ICP t-shirts.
Gave me an ICP shirt.
I know, man.
About the new album.
I got a new shirt, man. You know how long it's been since I've been able to go to the store and afford myself a shirt?
Olin just like kind of wet his pants a little bit when the shirts came in.
Oh, absolutely.
He's like, new wardrobe, yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying, dude. Well, it gets to go, you got a new shirt in rotation that's less laundry time involved.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
Could be more laundry time involved, though.
No, less. You don't have to do it as much.
Well, but then again, you got more to do.
Knock it all out in
no,
one batch.
No, see, you're missing. It's like, you just, you know, instead of having to do it today because you don't have anything to wear tomorrow, you can do it tomorrow because, you got that one extra shirt to wear.
One extra shirt.
That's where I'm coming from with that.
I'm a procrastinator, man. I just keep all my laundry balled up in the corner of my room, and I got, like, two different piles of clothes.
See, it sucks. I got to pay for laundry, so it's, like, $1.25 to wash and then $1.25 to dry. So it's, like, you know, like, on the washing machine cycles where it's, like, a three-fourths, half load, full load. Like, I wish they had, like, two full loads, you know, just flip it like that.
Why don't you, or just wear that stuff in the shower. Bam. Problem solved.
Anyway, we got
it
some.
It is summer. You step right outside.
Just walk outside and air dry.
There you go.
That's right. We got some other stuff coming up. Steve's got a wonderful bill from T-Mobile. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
We got an interesting message from T-Mobile, let's just say.
And it wasn't from Catherine Zeta-Jones either.
No.
We're going to talk a little bit about what happened in Canton, as well as touch on Steve McNair a little bit. I've got my own theory that I'd like to share with all of you. Sweet. Joe's got his own special little list, as always.
Again.
Again. And Pat, what do you got this week, buddy?
I got some stuff.
All right.
He's got some stuff. That
don't
made me
don't
nervous.
You worry about that. He's got some stuff. Don't worry about it.
You can check us out, theolinezrashow.com. MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, just Google us. And thanks to Miss Sarah Force, our comment line is going to be up. It's up again, actually.
It's up in full force, baby.
Up in full force. So give us a call, 313-254-4260. Let us know what you think. And now this is cool. We're going to start using this drop now every episode. We are now a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network, a loose association.
What? So now!
Yeah, that's right, with a bunch of different local podcasts, so that's real cool. Hey, Dylan, why don't you go ahead and play that brand new drop we got?
Let's go. This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcast from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net.
Yeehaw.
Ooh.
We sound so credible now.
Now we're all a highfalutin podcasting show and whatnot.
That's right. What does Loja think about that?
Loja loves it!
And I haven't heard much from Robert Loja lately.
No, not at all.
Hopefully
he's
maybe
mourning the death of his friend Ed McMahon.
Hopefully later in the show, Mr. Teal will bring something for us.
Here's hoping he doesn't.
Yeah.
Come on, Pat. Pat hates Mr. T, and Mr. T hates Pat.
Yep.
They don't get along.
I think Pat's just jealous of the amount of jewelry Mr. T walks around with on a daily basis.
Well, why do you think I started taking my chains off when I came here?
What chains, Joe?
That's right.
How dare you, buddy? Damn. Anyway, also make sure to check out our affiliates, TooRawForFM.com with Origix and DC. They're bringing you the best underground hip-hop to your precious little ear hole, son.
DC, what a fucker. You owe me a dub, I believe.
A dube.
That's right. You can check them out anytime at TooRawForFM.com or listen live Saturday nights from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on 89.3 WHFR or online at WHFR.fm. So, Steve, man, hey, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week. Bell's Amber Ale. Today is what we're shooting, is what we're working with. Now, yes. Anybody out there will know that I'm a huge fan of the Bell's Brewing Company. It's Comstock, Michigan, considered KZU. The Bell's Brewery is in Kalamazoo, but...
you know, I think I've been there, too.
So many. Oh, you go there, and there's more on tap than you can find in stores.
Wow.
Yes, sir. But the Amber Ale, let me tell you something about that. It's a 6.0 ABV, roughly. That information varies according to who you talk to.
Excellent.
But it's... You got to have these cold. I suggest with the Amber Ale, literally, you get these things as cold as possible. That's when they're the best. Otherwise, you're dealing with it being kind of a syrupy, sweet ale. Yeah, so they can be a little tough.
I'm a fan of the Amber, man. You get too dark. Yes. You get into those Guinnesses. You get into those stouts, those oatmeal stouts. They just crush
me. See, this is where you and I differ. I like the dark beer. Now,
Steve likes the dark beer,
dude,
too.
Dude, I'm totally seasonal, though, bro. Yeah, I like the stouts and the darks more in the winter. You know, like
your
fall, you mean,
fall beverages. That, I said,
what do you mean,
I said I like them darks. What? I didn't say it with that accent, though. When you hear, I like them darks, sure, that means a whole nother thing.
Yeah, that's something. Like, if we're talking about
stout. You didn't get upset when I said I like the stouts. Is that...
It's because short, fat girls need it, too.
Wow. So,
but this is a close balance, dude. Your amber ale is amber as fuck. And very syrupy unless you get them colder.
I personally like it. I love it. I mean, I'm a fan of the Oberon, but the amber ale, good,
good. They're strong. I've heard 6.2 ABV also. And believe me, every 0.1 does make a difference.
So, yeah, this week, Bell's Amber Ale gets our little seal of
approval.
And
you could find these in more stores than you would imagine, not just your higher echelon alcohol beverage stores.
Well, they got them at CVS, Meijer, Kroger, pretty much anywhere you could buy brew, they got the Bell's
Brewery. Yes, sir, so run out there and get you some Bell's Amber Ale.
I don't know about going to CVS and buying beer, man. That shit is way overpriced.
You know what? Sure. I went to CVS to get a freaking Faygo for Dylan last week.
And it was like $1.59, wasn't it?
89 cents for a Faygo. Any local party store around here, 89 cents for a Faygo. I go to the CVS at, I want to say it's at Warren and Woodward, but I'm probably wrong. Anyway, I went to that CVS there, I'm sorry, Grant Boulevard and Woodward, $1.19 plus deposit for a Faygo, for a 24-ounce Faygo.
Do Faygos even have deposit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anything.
Mostly in Michigan.
Okay. Like, every time I go, they're only 99 cents. I just figured it was like in Arizona. You don't have a deposit with it.
No, 89 cents plus the 10 cents for the deposit. So, I mean.
But not all of them have the deposit, though.
Really? What does it?
The iced tea, Ohana. The lemonade, the Ohana.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, see, I knew a call. I'm pretty sure a couple of them didn't have
a deposit. Does that mean that they're made of different composite plastic? Why wouldn't you accept? Is it the leaching of whatever chemicals are in Ohana?
I don't know, which means
family, by the way.
See, I don't know. I think it's just because it's not a pop. You know what I'm saying? It's not an actual soda.
Well, see, if we were all big on this whole recycling thing, wouldn't we want to recycle water bottles?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Everything.
Like, just throw those away? Like,
right. What's the politics behind recycling?
Look,
it's only on soda pops, and I guess it's a carbonated thing. I don't know.
As someone with the socioeconomic status of a mothball, man, those bottle deposits sure do come in handy I'm waiting.
Fuck yeah, they do.
Fuck yeah, they do. There's a reason my room is a fucking mess.
I thought that was because you were late.
I am not too proud to walk in and return three cans.
No. I'll do
and
it,
apply
though.
It towards my purchase.
Well, get this. Joe was hanging out with Gator last night, and he took...
Jesus.
He took, what was that?
Okay.
Three
30-packs of Busch, and that's not even all he had on the deck either. We were drinking all week, man. It was bad. It was bad. We probably got like $25 in empties over there.
I'll tell you what, I got to meet Gator personally, and I'm horrified.
You went into the lair?
I was actually in the crypt.
Yeah,
crypt.
We took him down to the crypt, man.
It's kind of weird down there, but let me tell you something. Gator, he's got hair probably about down to his like the middle of his back. And this guy is skinnier than me or you.
Yeah.
Skinnier than Dylan, even.
He's got the grip, though, man.
Maybe we should take a show field trip into the crypt.
Pat's shaking his head. No.
Pat is horrified of this man, Gator.
I mean, is there like broken fingernails laying at the bottom of his floor with scratch marks on the wall? That's what I envision it.
I can't disclose that information.
I'll tell you what. He does love his mammal. That's what he calls it, his mammal.
the mammal, don't let it escape. It will kill you.
Yeah. Is that code for his penis?
It's his pit bull. It's pit bull. He calls the mammal. Sure. I think its name is Lisa.
Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
Jesus fuck.
This gator guy, let me tell you, what an upstanding human being this guy is. He sits around all day drinking Bush and collecting unemployment.
Right. Well, I mean,
he's living the dream then.
Right.
He did his work. He did his put his time in. You
dude,
know what
all
I'm
you had to say was Bush and unemployment in the same sentence.
Now everything.
I thought Bush and unemployment always went together in the same sentence.
That and Bush Light.
It just explains everything. But I do want to say, if we ever do take a field trip over here, Pat, you have nothing to worry about because we're all engaging in a probation-free summer this year.
You know what? We always tell Pat. He has nothing to worry about, and then something always happens
something
to him.
Goes wrong.
Every time. Poor Pat.
It's just the way it works out.
Nobody's
going to
write. No one's going to write on your face when you pass out?
No.
No, Gator won't let that happen.
But hey, if you're in the Pontiac-Waterford area looking for new digs, because I know times are tight, looking for some new digs, call RW Properties at 248-229-4149. They're offering spacious 2 to 3 bedroom duplexes and townhomes in the historic Indian Village neighborhood in Pontiac. So that's Yak Town. Get this, rent is only $475 a month for a 2 bedroom. You can get a discount if you pay for three, six.
Take advantage of that
in advance. You know, we're talking $425 a month. And on top of that, you mentioned that you heard this ad on the Olin Ezra show. Additional bonus savings. So if you're looking for a new place to live, money's tight, definitely holler at RW Properties coming out of Pontiac. That number again is 248-229-4149. Tell them Olin sent you. Certain restrictions obviously do apply. And RW Properties is an equal opportunity property renter.
Now let me ask you this. What if we work for the Olin Ezra show?
Well, you're just going to have to give...
You still have to mention that you heard this on the show.
I don't know. Joe, you're just going to have to call 248-229-4149 and find out, buddy.
I'm busting out the phone after the show. We're going to see. Pontiac, man, it's not a far move from where I'm at right now.
Not too bad. I've seen some of these. The sponsor was gracious enough to let me see some of these apartments, and they're looking nice. They're
in the Yak, huh?
They're in the Yak. Yep.
You know, I'll spend $475 a month if it gets me the fuck away from my mom and sister. I don't even care, man. Free rent, like, that's what I'm getting right now, and I'm not even there, but, like, still.
Did you ever hear that rapper Bootsy Swavo from Pontiac? He's got a song called In the Yak. I'm in the Yak.
I think I've heard the
Bootsy
maybe,
Swavo, a little shout out to Boots.
I don't know if I don't know, man. Maybe.
Man, there's no maybe. Such thing.
Well, how dare you?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sitting here like,
Bootsy Swavo. I mean, I've heard of Bootsy Collins, Bootsy Swavo.
It is the first thing came to mind. Anyway.
Hey, the Yak is going through a transitional period right now, and I really like to see the economy in the area boosted. So, shout out to our official first sponsor.
That's pretty cool. That's
RW
pretty
Properties. Thank you very much. And
trying to hook people up in, you know, the slow day in economy with some cheap housing and.
Hey, you go most places, you're looking at $625 for rent.
Fuck yeah, seven something.
$475 for a 2 bedroom, man. That's unbeatable.
Sometimes they're just 1 bedroom and you got to pay $700. I was looking into some in Westland, man. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Right. Hey, sound engineer guy, D. Suede, how much are you paying, buddy?
That's none of your goddamn business.
Brilliant.
D. Suede.
Good answer, though.
D. Suede, ladies and gentlemen. What an upstanding young gentleman. So what do you guys think about what happened in Canton with these kids in the train and getting splattered all over the place?
Before you get our opinions on this, what actually happened?
All right. Well, I don't know what actually happened. I wasn't there. I heard it on the radio, obviously,
what we were told.
I just thought of something
fucked up. But, what happened is these kids were doing a railroad crossing, four dudes. The driver of the car, I believe, was 21 years old with no license.
Suspended, wasn't it?
Suspended license. And then on top of the four dudes, they had a fifth, a 14-year-old girl
which
in the
was
car
sitting,
with them.
Which was sitting in the passenger side,
and
I believe, front seat.
For whatever reason, they jumped around the train gates, and not 2 seconds after they jumped around these gates, the train came and took them out.
Now, not to mention, this wasn't just any average freight train. This was an Amtrak train that doesn't slow down.
Passenger train. These things go about 70 miles an hour down the tracks.
And it's, I want to see the video so bad. I missed the news all week, but I was talking to some of my coworkers, and they had seen the video that once this guy pulled into the wrong lane and he was getting ready to cross the railroad tracks, just it was amazing. Just like as soon as he crossed, the train hit him. And what, it dragged him about how far?
Almost to Wayne Road, which is about a mile and a half. Mile and a half. So
just imagine what it was like being the guys in the train, just like, my windshield wipers aren't working, man. What's going on here?
Joe, how dare you?
I had to make the light of the situation.
And the driver of this car, legal? Did he have his license on
him? No, it was suspended.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, go figure, right?
It's crazy.
What's a 15-year-old girl hanging out with a bunch of 21-year-olds with a suspended license?
I don't think we should question that. I think that we should more or less question, don't you look both ways if you're going to sneak around the fucking arm bars that drop? How do you not see a damn train?
How do you not hear the horn blowing?
How do you not hear it? It sounds like a goddamn tornado.
You know what I'm saying?
And these tracks were right behind where I live.
Yeah,
so it's like,
right over there in your neighborhood.
I can hear the tracks from where I live every single night.
I'd like to see a toxicology report on these assholes.
Oh, absolutely.
And think about the parents, man. Like, not only, you know, has their child just died, but their car's wrecked now, too. What if they didn't have full coverage? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
now they got
to
replace
that.
A car.
You have to claim that is
now
being
they
totaled.
Now they got to, you know, do the funeral thing. That's $6,000. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
just money.
Way to go, kids. Way to go.
Not to talk crap because I am from this area, but I thought it was you when I heard about it.
Before I heard it ages.
I thought it was my ex-girlfriend's sister, to tell you the truth, because she's right around that age. Oh. So I was like, oh, man, that just sounds like some situation that she would be in.
You know, come to think of it, like anybody that we know, we would fit inside this little ordeal. I know these guys somehow.
It wasn't the A train driving, was it, Pat?
Fuck you, no.
Good. Well, I like the A train.
We haven't had the A train in here. Oh, man.
Episode 9, believe it or not.
Man.
Well, the last time George from Purple Hash Productions was here was episode 7. So just look at that. We had Ajax on.
Nah, he's been here more recently than that.
I think so.
What was
too.
The most recent time?
I don't know the number. I'm not a fucking numerologist, but I know he's been here more recently than that.
What?
Your let's business just, card says Big Baby P numerologist.
Nope, in fact, he was here when we had the wasn't he here when we had the Axe Murder Boys here?
I don't think so. I know Matt was. Ajax was here when we had the Axe Murder Boys on.
Well, George was here more recently than that far back.
It's almost like he's sitting in the next room and could actually answer this question.
He probably could. Hey, Dylan, when was the last time George was here?
I don't know.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Anyway, he dropped off. I mean, George always comes with merchandise.
Some goodies.
I got this Ajax's new EP. Check it out. I've heard the tracks on this EP. It is excellent, man. Ajax continues to grow as an artist, man, and he is just getting better and better with everything he releases.
Is this the one I got in front of me, the Real Recognize Real?
Yes.
Real Recognize EP. Real. Dope. And DJ Groove is on there. One of my favorite tracks that I've heard
Groove.
Is Into the Groove. It's an excellent track, and Ajax is rapping at about 500 miles a minute, just like that bus driver that we played last week. So definitely check that out, myspace.com/Ajax.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. Steve, what do you got, man? You got this bill?
You know what? The look on his face, he doesn't even want to read it again.
No, I do. It's just, I got two things, one of which is real quick, the Global Psychokinetic Experiment, which is...
Oh, he's going to blow my mind again
this is
week.
International... Today is International Focus on Making Dick Cheney's Pacemaker Stop Day.
Mass Consciousness Experiment.
Hard at work on it right now.
Do it. Everyone,
let's do it.
Let's just take 5 seconds. Think about it. Stop, you motherfucking snake. Drop dirty. Okay.
Let's just take him hunting and shoot him.
Okay,
well, you see, no, bullets bounce off his reptilian-like skin, so it's really hard to hit.
Pierce his reptiles. Yeah, he's got scales. Have skin cells. This douchebag. So ultimately what it is at any point today, you may take a moment to focus on that. It's all of the 12th, and there's bulletins going around and people talking about it internationally. See if this acts. I think they had these experiments like in the 60s and 70s where people try to make a Ferris wheel spin using telepathy and actually got it to notch. Like a quarter inch either way.
The first time I heard about mass consciousness, a dude came on Coast to Coast AM. You can hear that midnights, 7 days a week. Guy named Art Bell, and there was a hurricane headed towards Jamaica. This was Katrina.
Try to redirect it?
So Art Bell had all of his listeners try to redirect a hurricane to Miss Jamaica because it would have swallowed Jamaica whole and it would have been wiped out. Well, you know what?
It did.
It didn't hit Jamaica. But it did hit New Orleans.
Stirred it into New Orleans. Whoops.
Pretty much. But no, he, and then Art felt sort of responsible because he was like, you know, he's like, you know, you sit here and you try to make one thing happen and you don't realize that it's going to have an impact somewhere else. So if we do, just remember, if we do stop this motherfucker's pacemaker, there is going to be an opposite reaction somewhere else that we can't.
There'll be one less evil motherfucker in the world.
That's true.
That's no butterfly effect here, that's for sure.
That's a pretty good way
See,
of
putting
it.
See, I wouldn't go with the whole telepathy thing, because I've been hearing about people hacking into pacemakers. Like, with computers and stopping your heartbeat. Like,
Did you hear this, Joe?
I heard this on the news, actually.
I'm aware of that, and that, I think, is the whole deal with everything being grid-related. Which makes it hackable.
Right.
You start putting all that stuff on the same with the same access to, and sure, why not? That's fucked, though.
It is, because you can, like, change somebody's heartbeat, you know, just through a computer. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about terrorist activity.
I change Pat's heartbeat on a nightly basis there, buddy.
I'm sure you do.
That was the most disturbing shit I've ever heard.
It was, actually.
He's like, why'd you have to speak of it, Olin?
So... All right, so I opened my T-Mobile bill here recently, and I get this, separate from the bill. Dear T-Mobile customer, as you know, T-Mobile, like other wireless carriers, charges its customers a regulatory cost recovery fee, as I know. Okay?
What is this cost recovery
fee? I've never had to pay this.
They go on to say T-Mobile's regulatory programs fee, or the RPF. Is not, they even have to stop and say that, or it's in parentheses, the RPF. It's not a tax, but is it, so relax, it's not a tax.
Yes,
it is. It's just a fee that we collect and retain to help us recover the cost associated with funding and complying with a variety of government mandates, programs, and obligations, such as enhanced 9/11 programs, number portability, and governmental requirements concerning the construction and operation of our network.
So... they don't actually go in and say that, like, they're actually, what are they saving this money for?
It's funny because just now I even kind of noticed it again as I read it again. We collect and retain.
Yeah, we retain it. So what are you doing with it?
What I think between the lines of this means to me is their revenue is down.
They're just,
what they make as their gross, their take is probably slacking a little bit for some reason or other. And they have increased, so in other words, 35 cents plus they've increased this to, and
each person on each bill.
On each bill.
That's
so
horrible.
These here, it goes on. These programs and the cost of compliance vary over time. They vary over time, as do the costs.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm sorry I'm laughing because it's not funny. Pat, what are you doing, buddy?
I'm sorry.
You started snoring. Is it that bad? Wake up!
I'm sorry.
Come on! Look at Steve, man. He is frustrated.
I know.
This is the look of frustration.
I'm listening and I'm sorry.
Is it just the soothe of my voice putting you to sleep?
It's the quiet.
I'll make your heart rate increase.
Damn it, Steve. Not you, too.
Well, hey, you had to go and fall asleep during the middle of me fucking talking.
I'm sorry.
So...
All right, I'm sorry, Steve. Please continue. Dylan, don't cut that. All right.
I love how they say that these costs will vary over time. As do the costs that T-Mobile includes in its RPF.
So that means the price can go either up or down.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It
depends on how much beer they want to buy.
I can pretty much damn well guarantee it ain't going to go down.
Depends on how much they spend on coke and whores in their annual suit dummy meeting.
You know, God, inflation at this point is out of freaking control.
It is.
It's unbelievable. I don't even know how families that make maybe $15 an hour, maybe even $20 an hour at this point, can even sustain themselves.
Dude, and I hate to use the phrase by design, but... this has been talked about for 20 years.
Yeah,
exactly what's happening is becoming real. Look at PNAC documents. Look at destroying the middle class. Jerome Corsi talked about that years ago. But, yeah, it's fucked. It's fucked. You get in trouble at the top, fuck the bottom.
Pretty much.
Absolutely.
It just seems that every company or every type of business is coming out, and not even including the government, they're just coming out with another bill for you, another kind of tax, another fee.
I wonder, is this part of what they consider the socialist agenda, too?
They're trying
to comply with government regulations and mandates?
I mean, you gotta look at it from both sides of the coin, because these business owners, You know, and it hurts the independent business owner the most, but these business owners have to raise their prices in order to comply with these taxes and the cost of services that they have to provide or they have to purchase to run their business increases. So it's just this trickle effect.
By the way, there's one other line here on this I want to read, but the cell phone companies are reaping a fucking windfall.
Yeah.
It's another kind of scam of sorts, but they go on to say beginning June 10th, the RPF is increasing from 86 cents, which I see in my bill, to $1.21 per line per billing cycle. I did some of the math on this. That's a 35 cent increase. And I just took a random number, like I mentioned earlier. Let's just take 2 million customers times 35 cents. I did it at 4 million customers, 5 million, because this isn't just in the U.S.
Right.
And it's also supposed to affect all carriers. So this is just T-Mobile letting me know. Whoever your service provider is, look out for that.
I got ghetto PCS myself.
Yeah, I do too.
Dude, you increased that, 35 cents?
Right, per customer, that's billions.
It ultimately will be that they are retaining.
Right, retaining. They're saving it.
And that's just monthly. That's not...
No, you know what? You know what they're going to do? They're going to buy themselves a Learjet, and they're going to fly their greedy asses down to Vegas to go gamble the rest of our money away.
A Learjet full of coke and whores.
Pretty much.
So they go on, this it wraps up by saying, thank you for being a T-Mobile customer with an exclamation point. As in, you should be excited. You just got this.
Thank you for letting us fuck you in your tight virgin asshole.
We will continue to provide our customers the best services, features, and benefits we offer in the year to come. I don't see no fucking benefits.
Those greasy.
Send me a benefit.
Greasy.
Show me a nude flyer, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Why don't you send me nude text messages? There's a benefit.
Right. Something.
That's just garbage, man. I can't believe. I don't even.
Well, let's talk about a true benefit, and we've been networking a lot lately. Just want to give a shout out to our affiliate Zaldor that does Insomnia Radio Detroit and Zaldor's World.
Zaldor.
He, as Too Raw from FM, is more on the hip hop side. This guy's more on the rock side. If you haven't checked him out, plenty of independent rock and talk, very similar to what we do, but it's just one man. And you can check him out at Zaldor.com. That's Zaldor. .com.
Very cool guy. We had a chance to meet this guy.
We did. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome dude. Very down with what we're doing, and we're down with what he's doing too. So, just got to give him some love real quick. Now, speaking about that 35 cent increase, this kind of relates. Next week, I'm going to put some clips together to show you guys. But there's this film production company in Chicago called Jagoff. That's J-A-G. OFF, sort of like Jackoff, but it's Jagoff. And they're battling something called the Chicago Promoters Ordinance. Now, a couple of years ago, there was this washed-up rock band went into a club, and they used their own indoor pyrotechnics and burnt the club down. You remember that, guys?
I heard about it,
yeah. Was it White Shark?
White something, man.
Great White.
Great White? Is that it?
I think some
80s hair metal band playing some sort of small club. For whatever reason, they think it's a good idea to set pyrotechnics off in a club the size of the Bullfrog.
With very highly flammable substances surrounding.
Right. Well, anyway, a couple people died, people got trampled, and it was a huge mess. Well, the well-meaning politicians of our country, and Steve, you and me both know, so does Joe and Pat, how well-meaning these politicians really are.
They don't give a fuck for you.
Oh,
they don't give a fuck for
from the bottom of their hearts, all they care about is their Jaguar.
I've said this before, and your elite criminals become politicians.
Absolutely.
They seek positions of office. They don't give a fuck.
So I'm just going to briefly touch on this, the Chicago Promoters Ordinance. If you want to open up a club like the Bullfrog, the Old Miami, any of the smaller venues around here, if you're a promoter in Chicago, just I'm going to go around the table here. Steve, how much do you think this is going to cost?
To open the club?
To open the club and to get the correct licensing to run shows.
$100,000.
Joe?
I'm going to say more than that. I'm going to say $1, Bob.
You can't bet lower than me.
Pat, what do you got?
50 cent. No. Now, are we saying to rent out the club for the...
No, not for the one night, just to run a club, the deposit that you have to pay.
Yeah.
To
get all the licensing.
Right.
Now, around here, you can open up a club...
$25,000.
Oh, yeah, around here it's about $25,000 plus about $50,000. So you need about $100,000, which most average people can come up with, whether it's through loans or if they get sponsors or something like that.
Take a second mortgage out on your house.
This?
Sell your daughter.
In the city of Chicago, $600,000 fucking dollars.
Now, why is it so inflated over there?
Because
they want to make sure that these club owners have enough money so people don't get burned to death.
Dude, why don't you just put a sign out on the front of your door that says, hey, you might be burned to death.
Are
walking
you kidding
at your own
me?
Risk.
I saw this documentary and about shit myself. It's on. Who's. If Dylan wanted to open a club, which he has enough positive credit to do that.
Don't go to Chicago.
Yeah, he can't. Chicago has an amazing indie scene. And now these motherfuckers want to cut the entire scene out just for profit.
Well, you know, Chicago's really close to Detroit. This might help us out.
No, because if this passes in Chicago,
it might come
you
over
know
here.
Damn well that Detroit and Cleveland are next.
Well, see, that's not true either, man, because with a lot of the... Well, go ahead. Oh, well, I was just saying with the tobacco thing, with them banning smoking in bars. I mean, you can't do it. You can't do it in Canada. You can't do it in Indiana, Ohio, and I'm pretty sure Chicago's on the same wavelength. But Michigan, we're still holding strong, and you're allowed to smoke.
Every single listener to this show needs to be ashamed of themselves, because it's our responsibility as citizens of this goddamn country to make sure this doesn't happen. And all we do is roll over and let the government stick their dick in us every frickin' other week.
I know. People say that they care, but you don't.
But it is a responsibility of the people to enforce those checks and balances upon government. You forget that, as the founding fathers set it up. But I think Chicago, with its whole, like, the Rod Blagojevich scandal, and has emerged as being, like, the next new, they're all doing it, but the next newest corrupt city in general. So when I hear something like that, $600,000 to open a club, I have no doubt there's probably eight people that are pocketing most of that money.
Right. Yeah. And now there's more fees on top of that. That's just the start. You need damn near $1 million to open up a club. And people that, like, run the Bullfrog or the Old Miami.
Shit, they don't have that kind of cash.
They don't have that.
Look on a local level. Of the loudest mouth on city council just got busted for her fucking accepting
bribes.
Well,
that's good. Monica Conyers, pet.
Fuck her.
Fuck that bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Monica Conyers,
and you know what, Monica? I will call me, 313-254-4260.
Dude.
Looking for a booty call?
You be careful, because she probably will call.
And now it's what's
I hope she does.
What's sad, too,
she's got to be sick of John.
After we had the whole Kwame incident, then now it's Monica Conyers, and now the FBI are just now starting to realize, hey, maybe we should start investigating everybody.
The good thing about that is that Dave Bing now is the new mayor, who is completely outside of that.
Yeah.
So all we can do is hope that Dave Bing doesn't get corrupted like the rest of these people.
The issue is he's got a machine behind him. The reason why Kwame got in there is he had the Wayne County machine and Brooks Patterson behind him. Bing actually didn't want to get this far into it. He has the small circle of people that are his business partners and finance so much of his campaign that, again, they got him to do this, to get him this far.
So you're saying he was just kind of like thrown into the mix?
Kind of. And that's coming from people that worked for the city of Detroit. One of them, the ombudsman from the last few years. So,
wow.
Yeah. Look out for the Detroit Public Schools about to probably declare bankruptcy also.
Yeah.
Which I think there's only, four left in the whole damn city?
And guess what?
What a mess.
And guess what that they're doing on the Board of Education? Stealing from the funds to support the school system.
I love driving around too. You see those lottery signs like, 100% of all of our profits go directly into Detroit public schools.
Bullshit.
That is a lie.
It's a lie. It goes to Birmingham schools. It goes to West Bloomfield schools. It goes to the schools that get the highest score on the MEAP. City like Detroit. My mom's a teacher in Highland Park. Hamtramck. These cities, the boroughs of Detroit, they're getting fucked. Pat sees it firsthand. Pat's a product of Detroit. How good was Detroit Public Schools, buddy?
Man, I be trying to tell you, man, he's here school, man.
I don't know what you're saying. It's Ebonical.
You know? Shizzle.
This the school.
Shizzle? What?
Unbelievable.
Detroit should have lowered their test scores for all the public schools.
Man, I be trying to tell you that I ain't got to go to school no more anymore.
What is he saying? Be trying to what? I don't get that.
I be smart.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you please speak clearer?
You're putting fragments of sentences together.
Here, can you read this for me?
I be.
Oh, I almost had a Transformers moment.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I love you, buddy, man. Fuck the Transformers. From the bottom of my heart and everybody else in this booth, fuck the goddamn Transformers. Yep. How dare they?
Hey, man, I would fuck Megan Fox, though.
Oh, yeah.
I would do that while saying fuck the Transformers.
There you go. As long as you throw in Megan Fox bent over, I'm good to go.
We're about to get Cellar Mannequin and George V up in the booth. You're going to talk to us real quick. But first, I want to talk about this lineup that we got coming up. And this is just for the month of July. We got two shows. Sunday, July 26th. This is an alternative slash rock show. It's going to be at the Bullfrog. Doors are at 9:30, hosted by, obviously, us. It's featuring Factory, Words After, The Schlubs, and As Others Were. So check that out. $5 to get in if you can drink. If you can't drink, it's $7.
$7 to get in.
$7. Well,
and you don't get to get drunk.
That's well, we got to make up for the drink sales.
Definitely, definitely.
But at the same time, we are going to have drink specials because Matt worked his magic over the owner of the Bullfrog, and I told him if we're doing shows, we need drink specials. So be on the lookout for some cheap beer and some cheap well.
Come to think about it, man, I can't remember the last time we did an all ages show at the Bullfrog.
We never have. We've never done an all ages
Are you sure?
Show.
I thought we had done one.
The industry was sleeping.
Four to six was all ages, right?
So anyway, can Matt make sure that the Bullfrog is stocked with Dos Equis? That's the one thing I want to drink when I go there. And
all right,
nothing.
Well, I
want to drink summer when we go there. Can we make sure?
No, you're gonna have to fight me for that one.
Yeah,
okay,
it's gonna be an epic.
I'll let you guys fight.
You know what? I'll take that fat blue-eyed one on Sundays because man. Just something about her.
I like the chick behind the bar.
I know
on
what
Sundays.
You mean.
Yeah,
man.
Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal,
oh,
man.
God, and Crystal reeks a little bit of white trash, and I like that.
Of course, Crystal, you do.
Well, obviously,
he's just automatically attracted.
She's got
to
a barbed wire tattoo on her arm. Yeah. Of course.
How is that not white trash? But anyway, and then Friday, July 31st, we got some tough competition that day, but I have a feeling it's going to be off the hook. It's Independence Day featuring
El Magnano.
Exit's going to rock the mic, his, quote, triumphant return to the rap game.
Really?
Absolutely.
I am so looking forward to that.
I am very excited to see Matt get up there and do his thing. We got Kryptonite. We got Million. These guys were on one of our other hip-hop shows. They had a good draw, and these are two other good cats. We got Strife. I got a chance to check out Strife last night at the Zone Radio.
Yep.
And Strife, class act there. We got T, period, H, period, E, period, Modfather. He kind of does this whole weird funk thing.
The Modfather.
Older dude, real cool dude. We got the Sunday Painters and the Envy League. Doors for that also at 9:30, so come on out, show us some love, and so, we might have a special surprise for you if you come out to that show, but you're going to have to show up to find out.
Yep.
Special.
We can't engage anything over the air.
No.
You guys got to make your presence and show us that you want to be there.
Check it out.
So, what do you guys say we get into some Purple Hash Productions and some Cellar Mannequin.
PHP, son.
I'm down.
All right.
PHP, what,
well, real
son?
Quick, before we bring Cellar Mannequin into the booth, we're going to listen to a track. This one's called Who Are You?
No way. No. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Hey.
Nope. No, goodbye.
Come on. Don't walk away. Hey, come on, you know me, come on.
I've been drinking again, apologies in advance. Leaping out your bushes, yelling, anybody see my pants? Five policemen in vans, follow me as I dance through the streets of Detroit.
Shh, that's Cellar again.
I need a beach and a hand, I need the keys to a mansion. It don't even gotta be mine, it could be Marilyn Manson's. I would kidnap his ego, hold it hostage in my hand. Put an eagle to its head, hold it, keep it for ransom. Piss on his watercolors in his coat tin too. I used to be straight edge, now I'm drunk on Blue Moon. Doesn't matter who cares, who's anybody anyway. I ain't a superstar, I'm starting stupid drama all day. Now who can relate? Raise your hand, let me count. Six people, okay, I hate you, get the hell out. You know the sound ain't big enough for the two of us. Let me pose for a photo, though I signed you two of us. Prime directive of the shoot with the cameras. Make sure perspective of the picture make my dick look bigger. Make the record label happy if you pass on my stickers. I'm too busy doing blow and getting smashed off a liquor. Who are you? Who's anybody anyway? JK, I'm just the coolest guy you'll probably meet today. Follow me backstage, I can lead the way. You want my autograph?
No, that's okay.
Who are you? Who's anybody anyway? JK, I'm just the coolest guy you'll probably meet today. Follow me backstage, I can lead the way. You want my autograph, baby?
Oh, that's okay.
Are you kidding me? You rap, but you don't get crunk. I make music for the kids who respect my stuff. I coast off of achievements that impress no one. I got a list of famous people that I met like once. I bring the trouble your way, like N.W.A. I was chilling backstage with Andrew W.K. Right before the bottle rockets all blew up in his face. And he got escorted off of a jungle on stage. Walked down the ramp and stood like a 9-year-old with a bunch of squirt guns in his white jean folds. And started pouting like a baby who just stubbed his toes in front of nothing but five sun-white adults. I'm all about the
positivity that's fine and dandy. But that man was nothing but a fancy pants pansy. Grab his greasy hair and have his happy candy ass beat. Let's get a party started. Wanna party? Ask me.
Who are you?
Who's anybody anyway? JK, I'm just the coolest guy you'll probably meet today. Follow me backstage, I can lead the way. You want my autograph?
No, that's okay.
Who are you? Who's anybody anyway? JK, I'm just the coolest guy you'll probably meet today. Follow me backstage, I can lead the way. You want my autograph, baby?
No, that's okay.
Now everybody here, throw your hands in the air. Act all important as if anybody cares.
Walk to the bar and say two more, please.
Can I see some ID?
Oh, you should know me.
Sorry, sir, it's policy.
Let me see the manager, ma'am. You know who I am.
Aren't you John's little brother?
Sam. Well, I guess it's fun to pretend. Now give me three bottles of Captain and a bucket of Hen.
Who are you?
Who's anybody anyway? JK, I'm just the drunkest guy you'll probably meet today. Follow me backstage, I can lead the way. You want my autograph?
No, that's okay.
Who are you? Who's anybody anyway? JK, I'm just the coolest guy you'll probably meet today. Follow me backstage, I can lead the way. You want my autograph, baby?
No, that's okay.
Who are you? JK, I'm just the coolest guy you'll probably meet today. Follow me backstage, I can lead the way. You want my autograph, baby?
All right. Well, that was Cellar Mannequin, and we got George V and Mr. Cellar Mannequin in the booth here with us. What's up, guys? Beautiful intro.
You got to run it back, slow it down, and reverse it. You'll know exactly what he said.
It was deep, man. It blew my mind, I'll tell you what. But we got, real quick, George, before we get into Cellar Mannequin, man, I'm looking at this flyer for the 10th annual gathering, which you booked.
Yes.
August 6th through 9th, 2009.
Yes.
At Cave in Rock, Illinois.
Caved Rock.
All right. Obviously, ICP's there. Get this. Ice Cube, Twisted, Tech N9ne, Gwar, Cottonmouth King, Scarface, Coolio, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah,
it's
Ice
good
is
to
out
see
there,
that
though.
He's still doing his thing, though. I mean, you know,
he's a little heavier
takes a
nowadays.
Lot of heat.
Yeah.
Blaze, Haystack, Mushroom Head, Head P.E., The Dayton Family, one of my favorites from way back in the day. Esham, you know, who... Can you say about Esham, man?
Yeah.
Legendary. Boondocks. So many more. I mean, they got Rowdy Roddy Piper doing comedy. Butterbean's going to be there wrestling. Scott Razor Hall. Kevin Nash. Viscera Raven. Hey, there's t-shirt contest, free camping. They're giving these kids that show up free water.
You totally had me at Rowdy Roddy Piper doing stand-up comedy.
So, George, man, this is epic, man.
This is going to be a good one. It's the 10-year. We started it. They started it in Novi, and now it's moved to Cave and Rock, man.
Hey, Cave and Rock is quite a stellar venue, by the way.
It's about an eight-hour drive, I believe, eight-and-a-half-hour drive from Detroit.
Now, are tickets still available
for
this?
They are. $150.
Well, that's 4 days,
but it's
though,
four
right?
days, man, and it's worth it. It's 4 days of everything. They got wrestling. They got comedy. They got performances. I mean, check out the back. There's even... helicopter rides, man.
What?
You can get helicopter rides on the ground.
A Cellar Mannequin's going to be there?
Yes.
Along with Jax?
On the underground tip, we got everybody, or almost everybody who was on Psychopathic put out an album, or Hatchet House, I should say, which is their sub-label.
Right.
Put out a compilation CD called Tunnel Runners, and it had a lot of underground groups that are doing it real big, and we got most of them on there, like Mars, Jay Reno, a couple others, and... on the local underground tip, yeah, Cellar Mannequin will be there. His band Bad on Fire will be there. Ajax will be there. We got a couple other people performing on the second stage as well. It'll be we got over 100 groups, man. It's going to be big.
It's unbelievable.
It's going to be big.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
And you can get tickets at JuggaloGathering.com, and most Hot Topic locations have them as well. And,
check the Hot Topic
locally,
out.
Rock of Ages and Garden City.
I was just about to ask you if I can go up there.
Rock of Ages has them as well.
George is so plugged into Rock of Ages. It's
I know every
disgusting.
Time I go in there, I mention your name and they give me like 10% off on a bowl or something, you know?
But now this Real Recognize Real, where can we pick this up?
Real
obviously,
Recognize
Rock,
Real.
Rock of Ages.
Yes, Rock of Ages has the new Ajax. It was really supposed to be a tour exclusive, but we pressed up a couple extras for the gathering and on our website, purplehash.com, you can scoop them, too.
And Mannequin has production on this? You're
yes.
on this, aren't
you? Selling Mannequin's got production. Actually, the song Apocalypse Now was taken from his last
record. That was
record,
from my album.
You owe me.
We borrowed it. He was nice enough to let us borrow it.
It
for
sounds
this
like
one.
He just found out about that today.
Yeah, it's like,
wait a minute. This is George. Wait a minute.
No, man, this is absolutely awesome. And you know, back in the day, obviously, in the Verb Cardiac Ajax days, you know, way back, Legion Hall's basement shows, man. No way would I ever predicted, you know, that you guys were gonna have as much success as you have, man. And just huge props, dude.
Hey, thank you.
Because I know on a personal level, you absolutely work your ass off
to get this
done. So, and this ICP, bang, pow. Pat would be better at it. Here, buddy. What's the name of that album,
oh,
Pat?
Jesus.
Bang! Pow! Boom!
Yep. What's the story with this?
You know what? I wanted to give you guys a couple flyers just because they're really pushing it hard.
Yeah, man.
September 1st is the release date on that. And my phone's ringing. It's Mickey Avalon. No. No, Mickey Avalon's ringtone was playing. I was like, where's that coming from? Where's that coming from?
How dare you bring the cell phone in?
Hey, man,
I always yell at Joe, so I got to yell at you.
A businessman's job is never done.
Yeah, I think you've been on the phone the whole time.
Yes. I apologize for that.
No, that's fine, man.
But on the ICP tip, I know they've been working on this album for a while, and it's supposed to be
back to
a banger. It's
Mike Clark production, I think, in this album.
Yep, that's
and by
the sampler,
the way,
I believe, is on the website, too, and it sounds good. It sounds good.
For all you avid listeners out there, this album marks the return of the Dark Carnival. So, I know you've been waiting for that. I know a lot of people have been.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big one.
I thought they finished that.
That's why it says the return.
The return.
Yeah,
the
they never
it
never
means
finished.
Coming back.
They never finished, man.
You need the air quotes, the return.
Air quotes do so well on radio.
I know. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. Well, man, George, thank you so much,
for coming by,
bringing us more juicy blunt wraps, man. Which is
I love
always...
them fucking things, dude. You gave me a box a while back. They're gone.
I love them. And,
yeah, it's good shit.
Some free T-shirts, so my poor ass can dress. You know, I got a new T-shirt in my rotation now. So
now, why don't you? I don't know. Go somewhere like Greece or some shit.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm gonna go pack my bags and head to Greece right
Motherfucker.
Now.
Good work.
God, man.
Good work, bro.
Bottom line is everybody needs to go to juggalogathering.com, get their tickets now. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a real big one.
From what I saw on MySpace, I don't know if it's a Native World Street team or not that was doing it. There's all types of people looking for carpools any way that they can to get down to the gathering. You know, so if you're living in Cali, New Mexico, Arizona, you know, anywhere out west, you want to get to the gathering, you know, there's carpools taking groups
Search
of people.
Search out your local juggalos.
That's right.
They will take you.
That's right. You don't want to miss this, man. This is huge. And George booked this, man. Absolutely impressive.
Now,
man.
Just to remind everybody, when is the date of the show?
It is August 6th through the 9th.
Okay.
Cool. Get more at purplehash.com?
No, it's juggalogathering.com.
Juggalogathering.com. Purplehash.com for the Ajax tip.
Yep.
Definitely. Cool.
MFCLF, bitch.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, guys.
Always nice to have you in the studio, George.
Good to see you guys.
Cellar Mannequin, man. You're gonna be
what up, dude?
You're gonna be on this upcoming show that we're gonna be hosting with Origix and DC kind of put it together. Swigs and J Bone double CD release party on September 22nd, man.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Looking forward to that. Well, I saw you for the first time since your Drama Deus days.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
Bullfrog,
probably, yeah,
absolutely. But I think it was the Bullfrog, either that or it was like one of those Legion shows.
We did a lot of Bullfrog shows. I remember there was one where we had the curtain open and I came out dragging a gigantic crucifix and everybody just went nuts. It could have been that one.
That's awesome. Back in the day, I actually wanted to do a show like Crucified, but Dylan was like, not yet.
Well, you wanted to crucify Dylan.
Yeah, that's what we wanted.
It's really funny. When I was like 14, we used to do backyard wrestling, and it was when the Undertaker started doing his crucifix thing at all the pay-per-views and the Raw events. And we built one in the backyard. And I swear I put like 13 screws in there to hold the two planks together. And I set it up, propped it up against the fence, and the plank popped off and dropped on the top of my head, busted me open, blood everywhere. I got a scar on the top of my head from it.
Why? Did you still wrestle?
Yeah.
Of course. Are you
there
kidding
me? Now, covered in blood.
That's what backyard wrestling's all yeah, about, absolutely. Man. That's like bump and ugly style from back like 95, man.
I'll say I'm not a spiritual person, but I was fucking freaked out that day.
That could be Jesus messing with you.
I was like, all right, dude, I'm not stepping on your turf. Peace. Sorry, bro.
Hey, one thing that we did notice when we saw you at, I believe it was the...
It was that a bullfrog. It was a bullfrog show.
It was on the
what,
second. What it was? It was a purple.
It was
hash.
The hip hop show, wasn't it?
Yeah, living the high life. There we go. Living the high life.
Yeah.
One thing that you did that not a lot of MCs do is actually interact. Not only did you talk to the bartenders, but the people that were around. Man,
you mean like on stage or beforehand?
Yeah, I mean you're
no the, during your
the
set
on stage. Yeah, right.
Yeah, your stage presence is it's up there, man. I really like your energy when you're out there doing your thing, like. Like you said, you were even going up to the bartenders and, you know, hassling them a little bit. That's really cool, man.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, like, I've done so many hip-hop shows, like, from the two extremes of huge full theatrical production to just standing there with a mic and a white towel. And I can't really,
wait,
like...
just the white towel?
Yeah.
All right. Attention, young ladies.
Yeah, I mean, Val Venus style. Straight up.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
I miss Val.
But yeah, I remember I was doing my song where the hook just repeats like 17 times at the end. I say, I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. And I walk around the venue. I shake everybody's hand and I demand that fucking respect right there. I'm like, look, dude, you can sit here and you can, you know, mean mug whoever's on stage all night.
Right.
Or you can, you know, support your one group and then peace out. But I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. So I'm going to get right in your face and shake all your fucking hands and say thank you for coming out.
Well, not only that, man, you got your whole image and look going, which is nobody's got an image like that, man.
Really? What's my image? I don't know. I wake up, dude. I roll out of bed and I say, point me in the direction of the stage.
I don't know, man. You were like rocking these tight pants. You didn't have a shirt on. I think you had like this weird hair thing going on, man. It was crazy. You don't expect that out of a rapper.
Right. Well, I mean.
We can edit out rocking the tight pants also if you like.
Well, it's all good. It's all good. We can talk about the tight pants.
No, I
have a rock band, too. And I'm not, like, really that fake where, like, you know, I'm going to say, okay, well, I'm doing my hip-hop show, so I need my hip-hop hat and my hip-hop pants tonight. So, like, fuck, man, if I want to show off the crotch topper tattoo, I'll wear a short shirt. What the fuck? Who cares?
Definitely.
I just like dropped all your mouths.
Well, now, on that aspect, man, what I want to see on this next show on the 22nd, you got to bust out with the parachute pants.
Parachute pants?
Parachute pants.
You can find them fuckers.
No,
they're
like coming back in like a big way. I've seen a whole bunch of people wearing them like last week. Yeah, it was creepy.
I saw somebody wearing like this weird, me and Joe saw these guys. We were driving somewhere and they were like, they had like this parachute shirt on.
It was like a whole outfit.
It was like this pirate shirt.
And they
shirt.
Matched.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen
in my life.
Like the
puffy shirt from Seinfeld?
It was similar to the puffy shirt, but it was like black, and it was just like this weird, like glittery fabric that
was.
I'll tell you what. I got a couple dance moves. If I break out the parachute pants, I'm going to have to throw the hammer moves in there.
I'm going
to
love it.
I'll tell you right now.
We're going to be huge fans if you do that.
They're added friction. Uh-oh. Sure, that's the point of the parachute pants. Knee spins all fucking day.
Oh,
definitely.
Goodness.
So where you got a CD out, right?
Yeah, I got a couple albums out. I have one CD out and then I got one digital download. We're trying to press them up on thumb drives because a lot of people are doing that now where you can just basically dump it in your iTunes. Because
excellent idea.
CDs are becoming like a middleman, really.
Yeah.
Right.
So
MP3s are just so cheap now.
Yeah. And oh my God, the cost to me to put out a digital download is next to nothing.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? I'm so used to having to do the whole business end of everything on my own that... when somebody comes along and says, hey, check it out. There's this new musical technology revolution coming along where you don't have to pay to press up jewel cases. I say,
man,
okay.
I'll jump on that immediately.
Yeah, what? It's like for even like maybe 250 CDs. I mean, you're talking hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a lot of work, especially with the inlays and everything like that. And now most people just want to get their music for free anyway, you
right,
know?
Well,
so.
Yeah, it's not so much like the production costs. It's that it's harder to sell a CD to somebody now because people are used to downloading something or used to ripping it from somebody else. You know what I mean? Like back in the day, we could push CDs all day. We could just walk around with a backpack of fucking CDs in your city and push CDs all day. It's a little bit more difficult. People are a little more hesitant now. So, I mean, It's not like I'm not putting CDs out. I'm putting an order in for my Rock Band like tomorrow to press up digipacks. You know what I mean? But it just for the second seller album, The Boy Who Cried Ego, we wanted to do a digital download only.
So now with that, where can the people out there get this?
They can pick it up on my MySpace, sellermannequin.com, redirects to the MySpace, myspace.com/sellermannequinmusic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy. And we got everything up for preview. You can preview anything before you buy it. None of this album only or, you know, go off name base type thing.
So with the mannequin stuff, that's all your own production and it's considered solo work.
Yeah.
With the band, you record them too? Or do you behind the production?
Pretty much with Cellar Mannequin, it's basically all stories of my real life. Not a whole lot of fabrication, because that's what I did for Drama Deus, was a lot of, you know, write stories, write characters, and then write the stories from the view of those characters. These are more stories from my real life. As far as the band goes, my brother's also in the band. He's been in hundreds of local bands, legendary drummer around this area. And he does most of the writing on that. I do the concepts and the lyrics and then vocals. So it's like I get to still do my forte of the writing skills, like what I bring up from hip-hop.
Right.
But I don't have to, you know, worry about learning how to tap or sweep on a guitar.
Right.
You know? I get out the easy way.
So now along those lines, you ever incorporate the band with the solo rap work?
We're thinking about doing that for the Gathering this year, because this is like 2 years ago, Bad on Fire, my rock band, got to play Gathering. It was fucking awesome. And then last year, I rapped as Cellar Mannequin, and this year we're doing both. So we're thinking about changing up just to school everybody and, you know, doing like a couple Cellar tracks as a rock version or a couple rock tracks, like, you know, to hip hop beats on opposite sets.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, like we've been wanting to do that in Fusion for a while, because we had like a lot of kids at first, like residual fans from the Drama Deus days, wanting to come check out Bad on Fire, what it's all about. And a lot of them were like, okay, well, you know, it's not my cup of tea, but, you know, good job, keep doing your thing, man. Whereas, you know, we're like, you know, maybe if we plug a, you know, a little bit of that Drama Deus into there, they might come back and they might be like, oh, okay, now I can see the artistry of what you're talking about when you're on stage singing about pirates. You know what I mean?
Right. Trying to appeal to a larger crowd, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, the people who I used to love to see at my shows.
Right.
Well, at least they're not abandoning you. You know what I mean? They're not like, oh, well, fuck that guy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've been very blessed in that fact. Like, a lot of the scenes and the little cliques that support musicians in Detroit, they're really dedicated to, you know, their band and musicians. A lot of them are really jaded and they don't want you supporting anybody else. Whereas I'm very blessed to have worked with so many projects that people have followed me around, you know, seeing me do things that didn't go so well, things that went great. You know, it's really, I'm very fortunate.
Like, and you really get that a lot in the Detroit scene, and I'm sure George has noticed.
The mean muggery?
Not only the mean muggery. It's like, hey, let's not work together. Let's just do what we can to do our own thing. Fuck these other bands that we're on there with. You know what I mean? And just go off and do their own thing. When we got such a talented base here in Detroit that really the world needs to be exposed to. And really, we got to get down and work together. And George is one of these guys, you know, that since I've known the guy, it's always about working, cross-promoting, doing as much as you can, you know, and it's really good to see that when an artist does that, you know, because there's just so many guys out there that'll just mean mug you the whole show, then they'll just go sit in the corner, not talk to anybody, with their arms
folded. By the way, let me say this for the record, mean to all you fans out there and our musicians, like, mean mugging is a direct reflection of your insecurities. That's exactly what that is. So go ahead and keep doing it. I mean, to me, you're calling yourself out. But
every time I get up on a stage and I'm like, "What's up, venue?" You have no idea. People mean mug me all the time. Whatever, frig them.
In this situation, they just genuinely don't like your ass.
That's
true.
That's part of the allure of me.
Even that's heartfelt.
No, to the point of what you were just saying, though, did you guys see these flyers? I found a flyer at Rock of Ages that had, it was just a big, long, like, it didn't have a name on the bottom. It was just spelling out what's wrong with the scene. Have you seen this? Like, talking about people, like, mean mugging each other.
No, I have not seen
promoters,
that.
Like, screwing people, and how if we just came together as musicians, everything.
Like a printed up flyer?
It was a black and white flyer.
Oh, okay.
It looked like somebody made it on their computer.
Really?
It was awesome.
Wow. Yeah, right? Really? It truly. Well, there was this group a while ago called like Stop Band Exploitation, and they were kind of on the right track, but at the same time it was like this dude's personal vendetta against a certain
oh,
person,
yeah.
You know, where
promoter.
Right, and then the solution was to, hey, well, you know what, frig these third-party promoters, which is what we are, you know, we're like, you know, a third-party promoter when we do our shows, mm-hmm. but, you know, and frig these venues that don't play bands. Well, here's the solution. Everybody has to go through me. And that's like, right, well, now yeah. we're creating another third party, which is what you're trying to say we need to stop.
Like right. That, see, like, to me, like, what you just explained, that seems like somebody wanted to take this big idea, but have it benefit them.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, yeah. It's not, like, about enriching the scene around you. It's, like, trying to look like you were the guy that did it.
Right. And that's not what, then we're not trying to do that, because we're not making that much money. You know what I mean? It's like... This is my new shirt, you know?
Yeah, thanks, George, by
and
the
he's
way.
Not
Thank
lying.
You.
He's
I'm not lying. Lying. At all. This band Nothing For Now came through, gave us some shirts. Man, I swear to God, I rocked that shirt for a week just because, yeah, new shirt.
I don't think I hung around you that week either.
No.
Hey, man, hit my merch booth at the next show.
All right.
I need definitely. Some walking billboards out
that's,
there.
That's right. What I am. I got the Miller Lite today. Got this one for free for banging or. Down in 3 pints for the Miller Lite girls. So.
I thought you were going to say for banging yeah, 3 Miller Lite girls.
Like, oh, damn. God.
I was
going to
say, all
I
they
could.
Gave you was a t-shirt?
That's yeah. all well, they you gave, know, they, that and herpes.
Yeah, they gave me the syphilis and this itch, but
yeah,
I mean,
I
other than that.
3 Miller Lite girls and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
I got a hop infection.
Yeah. A hop? So is that similar to like a male yeast infection
it's
or
similar,
something?
Similar. Oh. It's not yeast added at 3 different times.
Right.
Apparently.
Yeah. The symptoms include a larger waistband.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
But very cool. Other than the 22nd and the gathering, you got anything slated, any live shows or anything like that?
Not for Cellar. Like, okay. I'm actively pursuing both projects, but it's no lie that one is, you know, gaining more momentum than the other. I got a lot of shows coming up, but they're all on the rock end of everything.
Well, if you want, you can promote your rock band.
I will fucking promote my rock band. Let's see. The 19th will be up at the Crowfoot.
Okay.
I'm really digging that.
Plus, yeah, definitely.
Plus, yeah, we're also playing Gathering. Bat on Fire is also playing Gathering.
Bat on Fire.
Bat on Fire. What's more hardcore than a bat on fire?
Ozzy eating that a bat crazy. On fire.
Yeah, Ozzy eating that bat on fire.
I wanted to set a bat on fire once at one of our shows, but we're really Ooh. Good friends with the guys in Pillar of Autumn, and they're all in PETA, too.
I was going to say,
yeah, you
PETA
might have
for
I don't
sure.
Mess
you
with
might, have some, might have some organizations coming after you.
I'll tell you what, if you guys want to rock one of our shows, I've got no problem with you lighting a live bat on fire.
Yeah, I don't want, Christian, I don't want
you don't, but
I don't want Christian Bale coming over and messing me up either at the
PETA,
show.
PETA got very upset that Barack Obama killed a fly on air, okay? That's how douchey they are.
Are you kidding me?
No. Absolutely not.
It's a pest. Isn't that what they call, like, insects and rodents? Pests?
It's got a right to life, too, though.
Do you know how many fucking germs is on a fly's one fucking finger or
I don't know. It's
leg
more impressive.
Or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
As soon as
it.
They land on everything, they shit, don't they?
I know that they usually land on shit, so.
There's farticles on them.
All I know about that is... I remember Penn and Teller bullshit telling me not to like PETA, and I normally listen to whatever right. I hear on TV, yeah. so. I can't remember specifics why, but I don't like you.
I lost...
The TV wouldn't lie, man.
PETA lost a lot of credibility with me personally. I mean, you know, it's a bummer that a lot of species are endangered and everything like that, and, you know, the resources of the Earth, you know, that whole thing. It's a bummer. But at the same time, a group can't stand outside of McDonald's, you know, when a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old's going there, you know, it's a fun thing for them, you know, when you were a kid to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And PETA's standing there handing them pictures of butchered cows, all this blood, giving them yeah, unhappy right. meals, picture of entrails.
Unhappy meals.
Yeah, unhappy meals. You don't give that to a kid, you
no.
know, how dare they?
There's a difference between
them on their way.
There's a difference between having a being a political activist and being political. You know what I mean? Like
right,
if you're
yeah.
just going way out of your way to try to damage something for the sake of, well, because I don't like it, that's a little bit overboard.
And their priorities are fucked anyway. Let's just say, I mean, I don't want to hear nothing about drunk driving or zero tolerance laws when you can walk into a bar and that's all legal. You know what I mean? Fucking let's prioritize. If you want to have to start something to organize politically, fucking start at the ground level up. Take care of homeless people. Take care of fucking unfathered kids. Let's worry about fucking killing a fly.
You know what?
you know what?
Sorry, Joe, but this conversation, it just reminds me that, like, every day in Dearborn, I drive by the family planning clinic. And if
the abortion pictures?
Oh, yeah. Tell Sarah I said hi.
Will do.
Wow.
They got the guys that stand out there. It's like throughout the week, it's always this one guy, just like the same fucking old guy, just standing out there right in front of the door with his billboard. And it's so fucked up because, like yesterday was, you know, yesterday was Saturday, it's the weekend, so more people were there because they weren't at work. So it was just like a gang of people standing out there. But like every day they got this van, and it makes me sick to my stomach to see the pictures on the van. But it's like, damn, yeah, man, it's like kids seeing this, and you know,
right.
It's family, now, you know, you're just driving by with your family, and it's like little Sarah's, hey, what's that? Oh.
And then they got to explain it. I know Doug Stanhope did a stand-up bit about that where he's like, get your fucking sign out of my face. I'm trying to go to the ATM. I'm not going in your goddamn clinic.
And I don't...
Where is this place?
It's Diggable Planets, man. If anybody's familiar with the old school rap group Diggable Planets, I think a Doodlebug or whatever the dude's name was had a line that said, quote, a child born to the unprepared only makes it worse, you know? And in certain situations, man, when you're making $15,000 a year...
It's deep.
And you know, you get your girlfriend pregnant. I mean, what's better? $200 to get an abortion?
A wise man once said, if you can't feed your baby, yeah, then don't have the baby. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's Michael Jackson. Mama say, mama sa, mama kusa. If you can't feed your baby, yeah. No one knows this.
No.
Jesus, fuck. Call yourselves musicians.
Well, it's getting really political in here right now. You're bringing me back to the Dramadea shit. I just want to talk about drinking beer.
Oh, we can do that,
God
too.
Damn,
we
can do it, too. Well, you get us going on a jag, man, and we'll take whatever you say in such a weird direction, man. You know, it's just what we do.
If you're going to drink beer, drink Bell's Amber Ale.
You could talk about anything, and we can bring it back to politics.
Just, pretty much.
It all commingles within each other.
Now, did you hear what happened to Steve McNair?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not plugged into this.
Good for you.
Oh man, this guy he had an 18-year-old girlfriend, and he's getting up there. He's about 38, you know, professional athlete worth millions of dollars. His 18-year-old girlfriend finally realized that she was just a booty call, and so she murdered him, and then took herself out.
Oh, I did hear about that. I didn't hear the details about it, but I remember hearing that story.
Yeah.
I didn't know who it was or
so you're
or
saying
how it
it's
came
no
about.
Longer safe for me to go out and just have booty calls?
Obviously
they're
not.
Just going to kill me and themselves?
It is. It's just not when you're married and a millionaire.
Not when
and
you're
you can't
a millionaire.
Sell
that's
a
the
bitch
issue.
A dream.
All right, well, I'm good for another couple years.
Yeah. You can't sell her a dream saying, yeah, of course I'm going to leave my wife for you. Yeah, just... shut up and suck it. You can only do that so many times before she
so easy to make promises during a blowjob.
So many crazy bitches are making me leery to go out and, you know, pursue them.
Seems like they're getting worse, too. I don't know. What's your take?
I'd be scared to fuck with professional athletes, to be honest, because to me, they're like our modern-day mobsters. They're the guys that are paid pretty big, and they can do whatever they want. I was working at a restaurant, and a bunch of the Red Wings would come in there all the time. And one time, I had to take a piss, and the employee bathroom was locked. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll just go to the regular bathroom. And I was in there, and I went and I used the stall. I have social anxieties. Okay, I used the stall. So I go in the stall.
Stage fright. So what do you do if you're at the Joe, and you got a piss in the trough?
Oh, forget about it. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about that. That's a whole nother story.
All right.
So I go in the stall, and I'm doing my thing, and the door busts open, and I hear this guy just, like, screaming in, like, Russian or Swedish or something, and there's this little kid, and it was obvious that the kid had to go to the bathroom, and he's about to potty train him, and he just starts shaking the door. I was like, fuck, man, I don't know what's going on.
So I
see the little feet walking underneath, and he's trying to, like, potty train this tiny kid in a giant urinal, and I was like, this isn't working. So I just, you know, zipped up to get out of there, and I opened the door, and it was Michael Samuelson. From the Red Wings.
Wow.
Just staring me in the face like, are you kidding me?
How dare you waste the stall to urinate? Wow. I don't even know what I'd do in that situation. I'd just be like, well, you know, to me, you're just another guy, so there's that.
Right.
For
like, I like Michael Samuelson, but
check his ass into the wall.
Hey, dude, I'm probably the only person in Detroit besides Michael Samuelson that owns a Michael Samuelson jersey. So,
wow.
I mean, I was kind of like, oh, yep. No, okay. But I guess now that he's gone, I guess
okay.
I'm the only guy in Detroit that has his jersey.
Well, yeah, I think Steve's one of the few people that still have the Rasheed Wallace jersey still hanging around,
right?
Right.
Shit, man.
You told me that story the other day about...
He's going for another championship, he thinks. He thinks.
I don't know, man. Last year... Just watching some of his stuff last year just put me off a little
bit. You know,
bit.
I really love the guy, but man, I don't know what he's been thinking lately. No. To tell you the truth. But,
hey, going for a championship works really well. Ask Miriam Hossa.
and he's out. You know, yep. Like that.
That's what he gets, though, man, really. I mean, and he didn't really put forth the effort, really, in the finals.
I want a cup. I want to be on the Red Wings. I want a cup. All right, well, I'm not going to do anything
don't
in the
do
finals.
Don't do a fucking thing. Yeah,
you just kind of sit there like, all right, well, we're up a couple games. That's cool.
I think he had a breakaway in, like, game five, and he missed the net.
It's like the only time I've ever seen a team come back like that was when the Pistons came on top of the Orlando Magic back in, I think, 02 or 03.
Hey, are you getting a little vulgar? The Pistons came on top of the Orlando Magic?
Well,
careful.
That is magic.
But, yeah, that's the only time I've seen a comeback like that. But credit Pittsburgh, too. I mean.
Fuck Pittsburgh.
That's still tough to talk about around here.
It is.
Nobody
man.
Wants to talk about no. that way that ends.
I know.
Ended.
Nobody even. It's like sports radio the day of the game. Red Wing, the day after. Well, the Tigers are making this move. The Pistons are making this move.
Done and done.
I shit you not. This is a true story. I went into a T-shirt place to put in an order the other day, and they had like some embroidered hats on the wall. And I was like, "Can you make me a hat that said the Red Wings won the cup? Can you just do that?"
They've won enough. I mean,
it's not even that though. It's just with all the downers we have here in Detroit. Like everybody was looking forward to it.
Everybody
had it in their heads that we were gonna win. And you know what? Because of politics and bad refereeing, it was just the way it turned out.
No, so. I think the whole city of Detroit's brought down by politics.
And bad refereeing. And, it's crazy.
See, we were just talking about hockey. Look where we took it. Politics.
That was my fault though. I'm sorry.
I stayed away from that one.
Give me a flag. I need to destroy something.
Well, let's get into this next song here. This is called Murder Troubles.
Yeah. Okay, so this is like, this is on the second Cellar Mannequin record, and it's right off the bat, right after the intro track. And basically what this is after, let's say, 6 years of putting out Drama Deus CDs and doing the gore hop or horrorcore or acid rap, whatever you want to call it, kids being like, all right, I can't wait to get your new album. And then they're like, why is this a bunch of stories just about you being you, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's fascinating, but da-da-da. So this is me saying, okay, well, let me do one more track like that for you and tell you that I could still do it. So that's pretty much it.
All right. Murder Troubles, Cellar Mannequin.
Scribble words on a hotel end table with drips of pizza sauce cause my pen went AWOL. Your pizza sounding lost cause your sound click deal for $10 exclusives with loops for real. I feel I could kill your whole CD in 3 bars and make the front desk requisition your key cards. You're a superstar, right? Judging from your clothes. Then why the fuck you in the lobby now bumming the smoke? I'm coming to choke the last breath right from your throat and siphon the life from your soul with a knife or microphone cord. I'm writing the type of shit that gets right in your pores. It likens you to the frightening ancient bike of Viking and whores. Titan, of course, seller will step on your toes. Up on your CD release party with a gig of my own. It's in my bones to get back at you and fuck your world up. In headphones, my songs here, fuck your girl, yup.
Yeah. Selling murder troubles, spilling ink bottles. This benediction is great. Selling murder troubles, spilling bloody bottles. My benediction
cocky. I spray rounds like Peter North and eat up MCs from CM cereal bowls. I'm silly, of course, you're just a fabricated hater. Stepping into the game straight from a creator player. I'm a hater slayer, betraying I have to lay under mire in the summer to the band of cicadas. Bayonets and razors, ripping the stabbing motion. Gripping up the flesh, I dump in the Pacific Ocean. I rip your scalp off, put you in convulsions. Liquid dripping from it, save it, use it in specific potions. What you don't know is I ain't for rock nor pock. I'm just a sore loser, turn himself into a it wouldn't be normal if I had chosen the fork path to grow up in a circle playing World of Warcraft. The floor planning certain more curses and rap tracks than teen girls shove coke purses and backpacks.
Selling murder troubles and spilling ink bottles. This benediction is great. Selling murder troubles and spilling bloody bottles. My benediction awaits.
You gotta agree, the greatest part of being me ain't the ink of the car, but the amount of sea of pink. You wanna be a king, you gotta be a pioneer. The sound of God, a kind of mile around the pounding in my ear. So rap the kind of mind you got. conscience and fuck what you know. I get to glowing at a show like an energy bulb. A 90 watt the kind of guy I bring the vibe into higher. And when you're live with your setup, put a knife in your tires. A bet. We in the Civic quick, ripping round corners while your homies looking like the police jacking with donuts. Frantic action, man, the mannequin is half of the thoughts that turn your novice rappers noggins into happily sauce. I'll happily toss your raggedy corpse into the lathering jaws of 80 shaggy man and rabbit sick dogs. And with the mud, trust me, the only hope you can see is when they get to the mandible, they might choke on your teeth.
So, Pat, what do you got this week, buddy? You've been quiet most of the day. Not only have you been quiet, but you fell asleep.
Are we going to call this Pat-O-Files?
This is the Pat-O-Files.
No, this is not.
This is the Pat-O-Files.
It's a rough idea.
All right, so you've what do you vetoed. Got, buddy?
All right, well, first off, we want to send a RIP to former boxer Arturo Gatti, who was found yesterday strangled.
Are you
kidding? Apparently.
He's got the last name Gotti and he was found strangled? That's crazy.
Another one?
Yep,
no, another I know who Arturo Gatti is, man. Unbelievable.
Yep.
This is like 9-10 now.
Yeah, apparently, police in Brazil, this is straight from the ABC News. Police in Brazil have questioned the wife of Arturo Gatti after the former boxing champion was found dead in a Holiday apartment yesterday. The authorities say Mr. Gatti may have been strangled with the strap of a handbag and had a mark on his head. His wife, Amanda Rodriguez, says she was in the apartment for around 10
Amanda
hours.
Rodriguez.
His wife, Amanda Rodriguez, says
Amanda
she was
Amanda Rodriguez.
His wife.
Okay.
Amanda Rodriguez
says she was in the apartment for around 10 hours.
Can I
without
get one?
Noticing that his wife
Amanda Rodriguez
says thank she was
you.
I like that one.
How
says
dare
she
you.
Was in the apartment for around 10 hours without noticing that her husband was dead.
What? So she's just sitting there, the dude's like been strangled with a Gucci bag.
Yeah, wasn't her Gucci handbag that strangled him?
What are you doing on the floor?
She reportedly has denied.
You lazy son of a bitch. Why don't you get up and do something around here?
Are you looking for a quarter under the fridge? What are you doing?
She reportedly has denied any wrongdoing. All right.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I don't believe that at all.
Exactly.
I believe that about as much as I'm STD free.
So RIP to Arturo Gatti.
Wow.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Rest
well,
in
the
peace.
Next fight night just isn't going to be the same.
Yeah. I think it will be the same.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah, still just a bunch of guys without superpowers boxing.
Yeah.
It's still a fun game, man. Especially
I'm not down it. I'm just saying it's got no down, forward punch move to it. It's just
I heard that
it's just another fucking punch.
I heard that if you play Fight Night with your thumbs, that makes you gay. Think about that.
What? You can't play Fight Night without your thumbs.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. All right, buddy, go ahead.
All right, so in memory of Clint Eastwood, who isn't dead, but let's face it, he's gonna be soon.
What the fuck are you
bringing up? He's gonna be soon. Dude is like 90. Dude is like 90. He's got one foot in the grave.
One of his movies.
Gran Torino?
No. It was an older one. I forget the name, but next week I'll tell you guys about it.
I cannot wait for Abe Vigoda to outlive all these people.
Yeah.
It'll probably happen.
I survived. What?
Okay, so not in memory of, we'll say in respect of Clint Eastwood. Today, Pat's pop culture is coming to you in the good, the bad, and the ugly format.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Banger out, son.
That's what I'm talking about.
Steve, now, do you still have that special theme music, or were we going to nix that?
No, it's right here. Hold on, I'll play it.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, first up, we got the good.
The good.
The good is Ghostbusters 3 has finally been, well, again, semi-confirmed.
Oh, yeah. How is that good?
Video game. Didn't they do it in video game form?
I think the video game's already done.
Yes, the video game is already done.
But they're going to do a movie?
Already, yeah. Right. As far as the movie is concerned, Harold
no
Ramis.
No Bill Murray.
The old actors are going to be in it, I heard. I heard they were
exactly.
going to, like, train the new
here.
Ones or something.
So they're going to use, so instead of using whatever weird ghost trap they had, they're going to use walkers.
Hey, fuck Ghost you. Trap. None of those guys are that old, damn it.
All right, sorry.
I have a funny story about the Ghostbusters video game, if I can interrupt you just really quick.
It's Ghostbusters. Of course you can, sir.
Our original guitarist was fucking phenomenal, and he had to leave our band to, you know, chase this dream of being a video game developer.
Okay.
And he did all the mocap for the new Ghostbusters game.
Oh,
man. And the only bad review on the entire game is that the characters were a little stiff.
Was this his first game?
No. He actually did the Bourne Conspiracy, which was really fun. Yeah, he did all the mocap for that.
Wow.
But yeah, I felt so bummed out for him.
he is probably still making good money, though. So.
Oh, sure.
Well, as good as, I mean, I know they worked those poor programmers to death.
He's probably making more money than being in a band. Anybody who's been in a band knows it's a nonprofit organization.
Pretty much, yeah. Or it's a money sink, one or the other.
Yeah, well anyway, Harold Ramis, as we all know, Egon. He confirmed that, you know, they're not going to start it up until the script is just right because, you know, all the recurring characters.
That's good.
They're coming back, but they're not in it for the money. They're in it for the characters.
The character? Well, that's good. That's a big lie, but...
That's what it seems
like. I would
like
to see Rick Moranis come out of retirement.
Fuck yeah. Got to see that dude doing
Where
some shit.
Where are you, Rick Moranis?
Why have you left us?
All right, now that was the good. On to the bad. And as in badass.
Oh, no.
So badass, you know, it's been light a, coming soon.
You know, Kid Rock's beer.
No. As in actually good badass.
Okay. All right.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. Yeah.
Word.
All right, so you guys know that they've been trying to get a Green Lantern movie started for a very long time now.
Yes.
Well, recently they had talks. Apparently Justin Timberlake was in the lead with Bradley Cooper. Not
how
that
is
far
this
behind.
Badass?
Well,
Justin Timberlake.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
Right. You want to wait?
All right, I'm waiting.
You're not going to have to be gone in green, and you're not going to have Bradley Cooper, who we all know is, you know, the sidekick from Alias, and more recently as Phil from the movie The Hangover.
Yeah.
Right. Donning the green tights will be none other than Deadpool and Hannibal King. Yes, he is somewhat of a veteran to comic book movies at this point. Mr. Ryan Badass
Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
What? His mouth never stops, dude. I love him.
Ryan fucking Reynolds is going to be donning the tights as the Green Lantern.
Wow. That, you know what?
Isn't that dude too short and stocky to do that kind of shit?
I don't know. I think he'd have the perfect build for it.
No,
actually.
Yeah, you know, they were in talks. They were actually pushing to get him to play the Flash at one point.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the Van Wilder dude.
Yeah,
Van Wilder.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Haven't you seen him lately?
The guy that was in Waiting, and he played Deadpool in the new X-Men movie.
Yeah, the Wolverine, X-Men Origins, Wolverine. Huh.
I want to see Ryan Reynolds' abs and Brad Pitt's abs get in an arm wrestling match.
Oh, I want to see that, too.
Just a bunch of little knobs of stomach just twisting each other.
Yeah. It would sound something like this.
I'm surprised.
Speaking of Brad Pitt, Joe told me today, it was actually pretty funny since, go ahead, Joe.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston, ever since Brad Pitt has actually given her, you know, after they separated, that she has not actually had a single date in years. Like, Bill Maher's been using her.
using
her, loosely. Definitely. Like, he doesn't care about her at all anymore. Like, he just calls her for a booty call. And she can't get no dates, man. So for how hot she is, that's surprising. She can't get nothing.
I thought she had something kicking with John Mayer.
No, was it John Mayer instead of Bill Mayer that I'm thinking of?
Yeah, John Mayer, dude. Bill Maher is the dude did Religulous, and I was trying to figure out how the fuck that happened.
Yeah, Bill Maher's Mr. Politics.
Yeah.
Okay, Mayer then.
Yeah, because Bill Maher was, I think that's the one that was with Superhead last.
Yeah, he does Politically Incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had it mixed up. Yeah,
you
it was
just
John
changed
there.
The entire, because I was thinking the whole time,
I've
like,
been
Bill
trying to sort that out.
I've been trying to not think about that, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It was actually just my clever ruse.
All right. How dare you, Joe?
Whatever, man. That's what I do.
Don't try to be clever again.
All right.
You were the one that told me to.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right. So we've got the good with the Ghostbusters 3. We've got the badass with Ryan Reynolds.
Now the ugly.
This is very ugly.
All right. This is my ex-girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, Pat.
So after raping my childhood memories with the Transformers movies and the racism in the new Transformers and the whole Sigma 6.
According to Transformers, well, nah, I'm not even going to touch it.
Right. Please don't.
We touched it last week. It's fine.
The whole this is not a G.I. Joe movie that's coming out. This is a Sigma 6 movie that's coming out.
What?
That's off topic.
So
but,
wait.
But right now, the ugly is that they just greenlit a Smurfs movie.
What?
Oh, come on.
For all Christmas. All right,
thank you very much for listening to the Olin Ezra Show. are you kidding me?
For Christmas of
the
next
Smurfs,
year.
A live-action Smurfs flick.
With Sybilla Vargas as Smurfette.
It's gonna be live-action and CGI, kind of like
it
how...
It doesn't surprise me. It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Dude,
exactly.
This is gonna be just as big as the Garfield movie was.
Yeah, pretty much. This movie is brought to us by Sony and director Raha Gosnell. You should know this guy because he made such magnificent pieces of cinematic artwork as Big Mama's House, both as Scooby-Doo movies, and let's not forget Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
I thought you were going to say Beverly Hills Cop and save face, but no.
No, he's not that good.
You know, the only advertising I seen for that Chihuahua movie was on, like, gas station pumps. That was the only advertising I ever seen for it.
It
was at like BP and shit.
And remember what happened? It like doubled the second place movie that weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Exactly. Goes to show,
Americans
are fucking retarded.
Yeah.
It just comes to show.
You know what? How dare you guys get offended when other countries call you fat and ignorant?
Actually, I was just gonna say, just shows like how much we're getting raped at the gas pumps, like how many times you have to go there a day to see the sign for it to sell out bigger movies, you know?
Good point.
Cross-marketing promotions.
Sure. Buy brilliant. Premium gasoline.
You know, if I'm buying gas 3 times a day and looking at that sign, there's a chance I might go see it.
Now, Reese Witherspoon was in that, right?
I have no idea.
Isn't that who that was?
Sorry, wait, we could not talk about this.
Well, I don't know, because I was just going to say
you know what it is? I think you're looking at it, because the posters did look like Legally Blonde.
Yeah, something
little
like that.
Little dog in a purse or some
shit.
Yeah,
that's what it was. The posters were very reminiscent of the Legally Blonde posters.
Did that dog from the movie win an Oscar?
It should probably have.
He won an Emmy, I think. Maybe. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Who keeps those trophies?
Sales of them little fucking dogs has skyrocketed because 12, 13-year-old girls are buying them up and walking around with them in purses because of what they fucking see in the culture.
God, Paris Hilton
that's true.
Doing it.
Motherfuckers.
All I wanted to say was that I would give Reese Witherspoon my Beverly Hills Chihuahua, but
better not get cut on her chin. You know, I don't want her nowhere near my balls.
No, that's true.
cut diamond, bitch.
Look, man, when you got a bent over facing the other way, I mean, all you
that's
see
safe.
Is ass and back.
That's safe.
All right. Anything else, buddy?
Nope. That was the good, the bad, and the...
Yeah. I like that, man. I like how you did the pop culture. Yeah. I mean, I'm dying of heat,
yeah.
But we got one more segment to get through. Let's get through it real quick. First, the plug, though. So, what's going on at TNT's July 24th? None other than the Pills CD release party hosted by us.
Ooh.
Check
exciting.
That out. Shout out to Miss Danny Catastrophe. And I just learned about this yesterday.
Yeah, what was the date again?
July 24th, Friday. Oh. I just learned about it yesterday.
Okay.
So, but we are going to be hosting it. Doors are at 9 p.m. Check them out. Check us out. It's going to be good. You know, the Pills have not only been on our show, but Les from Zaldor.com, he's also interviewed them.
Are they in the Battle of the Bands?
They are also in the 89X Battle of the Bands at TNT's the day before July 23rd. So check them out. I'm not going to get into the Battle of the Bands. I have a personal issue with it. But I hope that the Pills win, and they're absolutely wonderful people. Danny is none other than a sweetheart. So check them out, myspace.com/thepills, TheePilz. What do you got? What's your list, buddy?
What's my list?
What's your list?
Okay, do you want to breeze through this nice and quick?
Nice and quick.
Nice and
quick. Well, I like the breeze that George just let into the studio.
I'm surprised you walked back in here, man. You're a brave soul. Brave soul.
Oh, man. How hot is it?
It is like... compared to out there, it's the ice box.
Night and day, right?
Nice and toasty.
I was kicking around this week 10 things you can do to get out of a first date or a blind date.
Okay.
And like I always do, I like to go around. Is there anything that you guys have specifically done yourselves? Olin, I don't want to go to you, man.
You're talking about to get out of it?
To get out of it, yeah. You know, say you don't really want to go see this chick.
Let's go to the guest cellar mannequin first.
All right.
This is related. I won't say it was a blind date. It was a I never met this girl before a party type thing. And we were kids. We were doing the whole truth and dare thing. And we got into the bedroom and We started, you know, fooling around, whatever. And she had eaten so many Doritos that I cannot take the taste of this girl's mouth.
Fuck no.
So
that's the worst. So, that's the worst kind of breath.
Cool
too,
Ranch
dude.
Or nacho cheese?
It was nacho cheese all the way. So my solution to get out of it is was as I started, you know, to
I'm on a diet.
Can I get vulgar? Am I
allowed
to?
Oh yeah,
fuck shit, bitch,
okay.
Ass balls.
So as I started to finger this girl, I was like, I can't take this anymore. So I just started shoving my pinky finger up her ass, and then harder, till the point where she was like, get the fuck off of me,
nice.
And just left. I was like, good,
nice.
Crisis averted.
Okay, make her uncomfortable. So,
no more Dorito breath.
So finger the ass. I liked it. We didn't think of that one.
No,
finger,
we didn't.
Well, no, it's not just that. You need to get progressively more violent till the point where they're like, okay, I'm out the
My room. Rectum is about to bleed,
George. What do you got?
That's a show stat. That's a deal breaker right now, there.
Yeah, for those of you here, George, just say it. Just puke on her right
now,
off the bat.
Now, what's scary, man, if you're into a chick that likes, quote, Roman showers, you might have another situation on your hands.
Yeah, but I don't want one.
You might end up in a, you might end up in a database of, okay, I found another guy that's down.
Steve-O.
Send a text message. I had said I made a doctor's appointment. I may have Ebola. Never got a call back.
I don't think Pat would do anything to avoid a blind date.
Yes, I would. I would send my ugly fat friend instead. Send a decoy.
A decoy.
All right. Only one of your guys. I'm not going to let you. Only one of your guys has actually made the list. So, all right. We're going to stop at number 10.
Was it the Ebola?
No.
Okay. Nope. It was a decoy.
Number 10, plain and obvious, just don't show up. You know, you don't want to see this bitch.
Okay.
You don't want to see the guy. Just simply don't show up to the blind date. Number 9. Offer them some foot scrub. Number 8, forget to take off your wedding band.
No, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously. Well, I'm going with a lot of the obvious ones on this list. All right, number 6, send in a decoy, or an uggo, as we like to call.
Uggo. Yes.
Pat's idea graciously made my list. Number 5, tell them you're gay. That always works.
That does work.
It's like, I was just doing this as a dare.
Actually, I told my ex-girlfriend, just joking around, but I did the, you know, serious thing, like, you made me gay. And she started crying. Started crying. I'm like, no, I was just kidding. Oh, no. All right, continue.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Owen.
If you can swing the gay thing and say, maybe you can turn me. That's work.
Well, actually, no, that's a good way to pick up chicks.
That's what I'm saying. Chicks love that unattainable.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Right. I don't know. I'll try it. I don't know. Play with my balls or something.
Maybe you'll get it to work. I don't know.
Oh, it's too fucking hot in here to be
fuck
doing
yeah,
it.
All right. I'm losing it.
That's just because of you, Joe.
Number 4, show up wearing a Michael Jackson t-shirt post-Thriller.
What?
Post-Thriller?
You think that'd be a deal signer?
No. No, maybe like right in the coffin if they got a picture of him. Oh, see, I'm dropping jaws now. Number 3, tell them the last person you had sex with Olin Ezra.
That's a deal breaker right there.
That's why I put it in there.
That's a deal breaker.
Number
what
two,
about Big Baby P?
Big Baby P has a girlfriend now.
Because, see, chicks love you two. But me and Pat, everywhere we go, nothing. It's always just bombing.
That's
because
we're there.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm swimming in the poon.
I'm swimming in poon.
Really?
It's the way it goes.
Since
baby.
When?
I can't go into details, but it's the way it goes.
Wow.
Very good.
All right. Well, all right.
I need to turn on the headlights.
Joke's on me, then.
See my way through the vag.
Number 2.
Tunnel of vag.
Dress up like you just got back from a Star Wars convention. Maybe like a stormtrooper walk in there with a blaster rifle
some
and shit.
Yoda ears.
Now listen,
right?
This sounds like a date that I've been on. let's not start offending your guests.
Now, what happens if you dress up like Chewbacca or something like that? I mean, she might mistake you for a furry.
A furry? Yeah, you might get yourself into something completely unavoidable.
Sounds like a furry nightmare.
And the number one thing you can do is have them meet you at a fast food restaurant. Not just any fast food restaurant, probably the lowest grade ones that don't exist anymore, like a broken down Hot and Now.
Hey, baby, I was just wondering, you want to...
They got blueberry shakes on special.
I'll get you anything under $3.
What Hot Now is.
10 years ago. But yeah, that's my 10 list this week.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely.
No, it really wasn't. It's just too damn hot.
Absolutely brilliant, Joe.
Look
as
at me.
Always.
My titties are lactating, seriously.
Yeah.
What?
Holy shit, they are.
We got George is going to grace the mic one more time.
George V got something to
Real
tell you,
quick,
baby.
I got something to say to all the ABK fans out there. I know you guys are listening all over the place on the web.
ABK will be returning to New Mexico on August 28th. He'll be playing in Gallup, New Mexico, and the next day he'll be in Denver, Colorado. We just had to reschedule a couple dates.
I heard that there was some craziness going on about that.
Yeah, this weekend we had, you know, nothing was confirmed. To all the fans, always hit up the official website.
There you go.
Before you buy a ticket. If it is not posted on the band's, I think I can speak for probably any band out there. If it's not posted on their MySpace or website, don't buy the ticket, especially if it's $20, $25. It's not worth it because there's a janky-ass promoter out there trying to make some extra loot.
Now, is that whole situation smoothed over?
Man. It's going to be great. He's coming out there. He's going to play Gallup, New Mexico at a place called Wowie's, I believe. It's going to be August 28th. Next day, he's going to be in Denver on the 29th. ABK will also be at the gathering as well.
Yeah,
so
dope.
Check it out. Hit up thehatchetwarrior.com for more info and check out the dates. And it's official if it's on there, guys. So check it out.
Yeah, that Native World Street team did a great job. Yeah, thank you. They did a great job really trying to let everybody know that show was canceled. So shout outs to the Native World Street team. And it's too bad that, you know, we're not going to get into it too much, but some stuff happened. And, you know, I mean, ABK is a good dude. We've interviewed him on the show and we banged his music. I mean, he's been doing it since 1995. So just check out the official stuff, and third-party promoters, always be leery of them unless, you know, it's obviously, like George said, on the band site, so.
Don't get them janky-ass promoter blues.
Please, no. So anyway, I want to thank everyone that listens to us, shows us support, shows our artist support, has been requesting artists on the show. You know, thank you guys so much for listening. What you can do to help us out, you can vote for us on your favorite podcast site. Make sure to Google us, check out the OlinEzraShow.com, or call up the newly reactivated comment line at 313-254-4260. We're going to have Big B coming up on episode 50. Shout out to George for hooking that up.
Ooh.
That's going to be a huge, huge interview there on episode 50. We got a special show planned. And Mr. Cellar Mannequin, man, I appreciate you coming out.
Hey, no problem.
Kicking it with us for a little while, getting offended, getting hot, getting sweaty, but that's what it's about, right?
Good talking times. About rough finger banging.
Hey, listen, I can't lie to you.
So, but yeah, from the bottom of my heart and everybody else in the booth, thank you so much for listening.
Purple Hash Productions, son, check it.
PurpleHash.com, always. So for myself, this week I'm Genital Warts. The Average Joe.
I'm here.
Steve-O.
Pickle Tickle.
Big Baby P.
He lied. He's still herpes.
And our guest, Mr. Cellar Mannequin.
Gonocephalitis.
And D. Suede over there running the sound. We're going to take
Johnny
you out
Suede.
To I Bang Them Stuffs by Cellar Mannequin, only on Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Yeah, get bitches. It.
Stay about my space if you see my Facebook. No deal, that's $1 million case, crook. Leg on my bricks, I'm trying to make connects. Phone a private eye quick before I call you a dick. Yo, I'm gonna try to spit this whole track in one take. I don't even know how many bars this is. I was never good at math. And my spelling ain't too good. Got my track listing looking like a damn LOL cats. But yo, let me do this as happily as I can. Back in 99, I was just a kid with a wicked hobby. Known for the decadence, I'm the guy with the sicker rhyming. And people around me would snicker loudly, kicking me proudly to the gravity flow. The cobblestones would split around me, never broke my soul completely open.
No way.
Instead, engulfed my rage, I soaked in
propane.
Closed compartments, blow explosion holes, bore through earth around me like erosion, bro. Stage left emerged as something urgent. Clergy couldn't save the surface of the earth from me. I worked for 3 to 5 years, earned for free. Straight to person versus rap work your knees. You backtrack my back catalog and you'll see when the dark gets darkest and the dirt worms feed on the flesh of the chest.
rest of the interesting. Less blessed little boy depressed, festering G. I done dressed for the plot and put depression to bed. No regrets. We embark on the mission. I led to remain positive and not give in. We breathe oxygen when it does not make sense. It blocks its in. I cop the pen and refuse to lose. You gotta rock to win and turn your blues to muse. And if you prove you're a useless nuisance, contusions for 2 cents, dudes is deuces. Cause I don't got time to rhyme with losers that pop nines and got eyes locked on using. No crack rocks, brah, I rock computers. Greed means stocks drop, hip hop diffuses. Thieving breeze treason, reason makes music. Easily sees the keys that need using. And boo hoo to use the past bends and so and so's. Cramped in basement, vocal boosts with no one knows that no one knows anymore. Cause proceeds went through his nose. Slowed your flows, froze your souls and went for lower blows. And hit some shit, yo, that not even my click knows. I was so pissed off, I turned down National Distro. Forfeited hip hop, dropped the strap. Made a lot more money through rock than rap. I came back and everybody is spitting through water tuners. Making it sound like chipmunks, Mamiya Kunis. Dude, he just ruined his rap voice for punks and high schoolers. If I'd have do this, you'd be riled up in violent movements. And I'd have been taking the international waters and tied the buoys, left for sharks to decide what to do next. But in a way, I guess that's what I did anyway. Let my fate the great white sharks that get in the way and take every dollar and every penny made. And then they say, keep your chin up until better days. So here I am today, laying in a mantle haze on a bed of nails over a pit of centipedes. Thinking if I roll over one more time for one more dime, I'll be eating alive. This life ain't it great. At any rate, I'm ready to settle and roll into bed and find a spot again that I can fit in. I got plenty more days still rolling ahead to show you 20 more ways I put a hole in your head. So check, if it's really what you want, you got it. I do what I do best, stand tall and flaunt it. Kick that sick music, make you wanna spit music, make you wanna jump in the pit and kick the shit out of a bitch music. Well, here it is, use it, grab a razor blade and use the old grenade. I laid them on the table, choose quick and swallow one, follow the tone of the song, proving it's do or die. When you and I are headed for suicide, you do it. But I'm okay anyway, yo, I just lay back. But I'm okay anyway, cause I bang them stuffs, I told you I can do it. Yo, I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. I bang them stuffs. I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. I bang them stuffs. I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. I bang them stuffs. What? I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. I bang them stuffs. I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. I bang them stuffs. What? I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. I bang them stuffs. I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. I bang them stuffs. What? I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. I bang them stuffs. What? I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. Yo.
Is that a dick in your ear?
Would you let a man stick his dick in your ear?
Ooh.
I think not. Yet you continue to listen to lame radio stations every day, which is just like having a big dick in your ear.
Fuck the radio!
You won't be hearing us on 102.5 or 88.8.
Nah, we don't give a fuck. About that.
You see, the radio is afraid of us.
Our music takes you on an adventure into the dark realm of the Dark Carnival, presented only by
Psychopathic Records.
Woo woo!
We are the most hated band in the world,
the Duke of the Wicked,
and the Southwest Side Strangler,
the Insane Clown Posse.
From Detroit City Murderers, it's ICP. Big Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope, back with super producer Mike E. Clark, exploding on September 1st with the release of their brand spanking new album, The Incredible Bang Pow.
Complete annihilation is the reason he came. And a pow, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed with
the fucking radio telling me what the fuck to listen to? What's fresh, what's not fresh, what's hot? What about the shit I want to hear? Like some underground shit. Some fucking real shit.
Man, the Wicked Clowns are that untapped, untouched shit, unfucked with by that mainstream, the real, authentic
underground wicked shit. Wicked shit. Wicked shit.